Hi everyone, this is Chris Judd back again with another review of a gadget that I have recently gotten a chance to own. I've had this for about, I'd say maybe a couple months now. I've finally gotten down to this, the habit of it. It's called the VoiceMate. Now, for those of you who have this, you'll know what a great tool this is. For those of you that don't have it and are wondering, what is the VoiceMate? That's why I'm here. I'm here to give you a demonstration of its many features and to give you some pros and cons of the product. The company that makes it, Parrot, I believe has stopped production, or I should say stopped making updates to it, which is very unfortunate. I hope that is not true, but if it is, somebody can correct me on that, but I hope that it's not true, because I believe the last update was version 3. The current company, you can get the VoiceMate from many places, but one company I found out you can get it from is Cobalt. I don't have their website, but I know there's one. That's one place you can get it from, but you can get it from you can get it from other places too, I believe. The VoiceMate is small. It can fit in the palm of your hand. You can put it in a pocket. You can put it in your purse. It's that small. And everything is spoken. There is no need to have sighted assistance. It is all spoken, and you'll notice that when I go through everything. Now, the VoiceMate comes with a carrying case, and the carrying case has Velcro, obviously, to shut it and to open it. You just pull open the Velcro there. You take it out, and it's very sturdy. It'll stay inside the carrying case. It won't come out or anything like that. Okay, now let me describe to you what the VoiceMate basically looks like. On the top of the unit, you will see a screen, a display screen. It will display everything that the VoiceMate speaks, I believe. I'm not positive on that, but I'm sure that's what it does. And then we'll jump to the far left-hand side, the very, very top left. There is a switch. I call it a side switch, and that's what they call it, a side switch. You push it in, and that is designed so you can talk to the VoiceMate. It's also designed for voice activation. You can record memos with it. You can record when you do phone numbers. You can record the names and addresses, and we will demonstrate that later. In fact, that's why I'm doing this review. I'm going to take you through every single application that this thing has, except there's one thing I do not know how to use yet, and I'll work on that, and maybe later I'll record in a very short additional podcast as to how to use the calculator function of the VoiceMate. I have not figured out how to use that yet, but I will let you know once I figure it out. Below the display screen, there is a single button. This button is called the cycle button. You basically cycle through all the different applications that the VoiceMate has. And the VoiceMate has a memo, you can record memos, a calendar, a clock, a dialing assistant, a control panel, which basically means it talks about all the different settings, and a phone book, which is where you can put in all your contacts. Now, I have a ton of contacts in mine, and I'm going to just add in another entry here, and we'll demonstrate that. Now let's open up the door. And usually what happens is sometimes when the door opens, there's a little door that's on the top right. It's kind of indented. So you can use your index finger to kind of push it back. But before I tell you about that, let me jump back. To the right of the little select button, the little cycle through the cycle button, there's the microphone, and that's to, of course, to be used for voice app going through and speaking to the VoiceMate itself. And then the speaker is right below the microphone. Okay, the batteries, I think it takes double A's. I forget how many, but I know it takes a double A's, but I will, again, I'll research that. Okay, now let's get to the actual VoiceMate itself. Let me open up the door here.
Appointment.
And that's the voice. It said appointment because that was the last application I was in. I was making some appointments. And please forgive me for moving my microphone around. I'm trying to adjust it so you'll be able to hear the VoiceMate clearly. And there we go. Now, let me hit the select. Here, let me just close the door here, and I'll cycle through the different applications so you can get a chance to hear what the voice sounds like and what the different applications are. So right now we're at appointment, and let me press the cycle button and the select. You know what? A lot of people call it cycle. Other people call it the select button. For this purpose of this review, I'll just call it the select button. It just kind of, you know, cycles you through the menus. So we'll just push that. And here's the different applications.
Clock.
There's the clock.
Calculator.
Dialing assistant.
Control panel.
Phone book.
Memo.
Appointment. And we're back to appointment. Now, when you open this, when you first get this, phone book will be the first application. So let me jump to that. There we go. There's the phone book. Okay. Now, let's say you would like to record an entry into the phone book. You have a business contact or a new friend of yours who you've recently met, and he's like, "Hey, you know, you want to head out to the game on Saturday? Saturday afternoon. I got two tickets." You're like, "Okay, sure." Well. But I don't have anything to write down your phone number with. Well, that's why you got the VoiceMate. All you got to do is open up the door and then push in the side key and say your friend's name. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to make up a name, any old name, and it, you know, it's a fictitious name, but hey, we'll just do this for demo purposes. And I'll say Harry Anderson.
Would you like to memorize
Harry Anderson?
Yep, it says, "Would you like to memorize Harry Anderson?" Now, instead of saying yes or no, there is, when you open up the door, there are, it's like, let's see, how can I describe this? There are there's four circular buttons at the top when you open up the door, right below where the microphone is positioned. The top left, the first button you come to, is the menu button. And there are some choices if you land on, let's say, oh, you're in the appointment application and you want to modify your appointment that you just made. Well, you just push the menu key and you can modify like the date, the time of the appointment, the appointment title, the appointment text, a number of different things. To the right of the menu key, there is the erase function. That's for erasing appointments, erasing phone numbers, erasing anything. Below that, the bottom left, below the menu button, is the yes button. That's to confirm something. Yes, to say yes. And to the right is no. Below that, you'll find two little buttons, the left and right arrow keys. Those are to cycle through the different menu choices when you push the menu key. And below that are your standard, it looks like a telephone keypad with the star being on the bottom left and the pound key, which is what we call it in the US, the pound key on the bottom right, or I believe in other parts of the world they call it the hash key. I believe I got that right. Okay, now jumping back to our demonstration, we said we want to put Harry Anderson. That's Harry with an H, not Carrie. Just wanted to clarify. Okay, we want to put Harry in the phone book. So what we're going to do is we're going to press yes again. I may have to re-record it because the VoiceMate shutdown time is shut down. So let me open this up again. There we go. Okay, let's try this again. Harry Anderson.
Would you like to memorize
Harry Anderson?
And I'll say yes.
Repeat.
Harry Anderson.
Now, since this is voice activated, I have to repeat it twice, because what if some reason if I try to recall his name and I say something like this? Harry Anderson.
Repeat.
Harry Anderson.
Okay, well, I didn't understand it that time because I said it in a different, like, in a different tone. So we'll try it this way. I'll speak a little closer to the mic here. Harry Anderson.
Harry Anderson.
Enter the telephone number.
Now, I can punch in a number of different things. I can punch in telephone numbers. And to cycle through the different telephone numbers, you just press the yes key. Like this, it says, you know, we're on the other telephone number. That could be like if he has a pager number or anything like that. I can punch that in, but I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to press the yes button and move to the next field.
Enter the home number and press yes.
Now, Harry is a local contact. He's not a long-distance contact, so I can easily punch in a home number. So we'll say,
9643258.
And then we'll press yes again to confirm that.
Enter the cellular phone number and press yes.
And he has a cell phone, so if I wanted to put that in, I'll do that.
501-2869.
And I'll press yes.
Press the side key and record the address of
Harry Anderson.
Now, with the address, I can say anything. I don't necessarily have to record an address. I mean, it's just an edit field. I can put any comments. Or, for example, I can put his email address. I can put in anything. So I'll just say his email address, just for, or actually, you know what I'll do? Let's see. I got something. Harry and I are going to be meeting at for the Cardinal game this weekend. Call him on Thursday to confirm ticket orders. And also, if I want to email him, his address is harry354@charter.net.
Harry Anderson.
Home has been recorded.
Okay. Now, I hope that that address that I just gave out, that email address, is not a real address. I'm just doing this for a demo. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, let's say I wanted to review his information. And while I'm actually in the phone book application, this will be good because then I can demonstrate another feature that the VoiceMate has. Okay, I'm in the application now. And I want to call Harry. And I want to say, well, you know, the game on Saturday sounds great, but I got your email. The time is wrong. I want to show up at the games at 1. Let's meet around 12 instead of 12:30. So, all I have to do is go to the VoiceMate. I'm in the phone book. Press the right arrow key, and I should be on Harry's name. If not, I'll kind of cycle through him real fast. And there we go.
Harry Anderson.
Home. 6432.
Okay, I silenced that by closing the door. Okay, well, that's his home number. And if I want to call him at home, all I got to do is I have to put the voicemate speaker up to the mouthpiece of the telephone. And I push the side key twice, and this is what happens.
9-6.
It dials it. And then if it all works, the phone rings. And I have called my friends using this thing, and it works. Now that's the phone book. You can hit the menu key, and you can do some modifications to it. For example, if you're on an entry and you messed up somewhere, just press the menu key and let's go through the different options.
Modify the phone numbers.
Modify the phone numbers, which means, okay, if he has his cell phone number changed, you want to correct that. You don't have to necessarily delete the whole thing. You can just go in and retype it, or I should say re-enter it, and then just press the right arrow key and you'll move on to the next item.
Re-record
the address. Again, same thing. If you want to record a new entry, the memo, or I'm sorry, the like an email address or anything, you can record it there.
Re-record the name.
Re-record the name. Don't know why you want to do that, but that's there in case he, well, if he got married or got divorced or if he changes his name for some reason, you can just go in there and record it at that point. Just hit the yes key, and it will prompt you to press the side key and record the name.
Home number on.
Home number on. Now these next couple of choices are on off. They're like toggles, and what they are, when you're entering information, you can decide whether you want to have the home number, the particular choice, on or off. So in this case, I have the home number turned on, and if I wanted to turn it off, I just hit the yes key, and that would turn it off, and then I wouldn't be prompted to enter the home number with my next new entry. Hit the right arrow again and see what else we get.
Fax number off.
Fax number off. I don't have that on because I don't have to enter in any fax numbers. We'll press the right arrow again.
Work number off.
Work number off. No one I know yet has a work number. At least, if they do, I don't know it.
Cellular phone number on.
Cell number on. Next.
Other number off.
Other numbers turned off. Now, I don't understand how come it says enter the telephone number and press yes. I don't know why it says that at the beginning. And we'll go to next.
Address on.
The address is on. That's the address field.
DTMS volume 5.
DTMS volume. Now it's either S or F. I couldn't quite hear it, but it's the touch tone volume. So when you put this up to the telephone, will what you have, the volume you have, will it pick up with the telephone? Will the phone be able to understand it?
Dialing speed 7.
Dialing speed is at 7. To change it, all you do is you hit the enter key. Or the enter key, I mean the yes key, and I'll demonstrate that right now. And we'll let you hear how fast this thing goes, and I'll let you hear how slow it goes. So here we go, we're gonna press it right now. Now it's at number 9. Now that is slow. If you dialed it at that slow speed, you wouldn't get anything. You'd probably get your call has not been completed or something. Okay, let me count up here. I think it was at number 7, so we go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There we go. Now press the right arrow key.
Modify the phone numbers.
Okay, now we're done. We're done with the phone book, and that's basically the procedure for entering phone numbers and changing things around. You just hit yes on the particular option you want, and then if you have to record something, you press the side key and you record that information. Or for the phone numbers, you basically just enter in, using the touch tone keypad, the phone number, and when you're done, you press the yes button. Okay, now we're going to move on to the next application, which is
memo.
Basically, the memo is twofold. You can make quick notes to yourself, like 10-second notes, or If you're out shopping, you can make yourself a shopping list. The cool thing about the memo feature on the VoiceMate is you can insert text. And since this is a digital editor, you can do that. And I will demonstrate that right now. Let's say I'm going shopping. I need to pick up some things. And I normally either print out a piece of paper from my assistant at the store. But this time, I figured I'll do that, but I'll also bring the VoiceMate with me just in case. Okay, so I go to the memo feature and I hit the side key and we will record a brief shopping list and I will demonstrate how to insert text. Basically, that whatever would come in handy is, okay, let's say you want to add something to the list and you want to add it at a certain point. You don't want to put it in at the very end. So let me press the side key and record a brief list. Shopping list for May 1st. 2 loaves of bread, some apples, a family pack of hamburger, some bananas, Pop-Tarts, and some soda. Okay, that's it for that. Now, oops. I recorded all that and it messed up. Okay, let's try this one more time. Let me go into the memo thing again here. Okay, let's try this one more time. Shopping list for May 1st. 2 loaves of bread, some Pop-Tarts, some bananas, a bag of oranges, carrots, celery, and some soda, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and Mountain Dew, all in 2 liters, and some Hot Pockets.
Your memo has been recorded.
Okay, now, let me go into the appointment, into the memo, which I am already in. And I'm going to hit the right arrow key, and as you'll hear, my memo that I just recorded, the grocery list, will be there. And now, as we're playing this, you can press the 0 key, and that will pause it.
Shopping list for May 1st. 2 loaves of bread, some Pop-Tarts, some bananas.
Okay. I stopped it at where it said some bananas. And let's say I want to insert some text a little bit further than that. So all we got to do is hit the pound key, and that will fast forward it. And listen how fast this thing goes.
Change the batteries.
Ooh, it said change the batteries. Oh no. Okay, well we'll do it this way then.
Shopping list for May 1st.
Okay, we'll press the 7 key.
Replace. Insert.
Okay, we'll hit. Okay, we'll hit. We're on insert, so we'll press.
Shopping list for May 1st.
Let's see.
2 loaves of bread. Some Pop-Tarts.
Okay, right after Pop-Tarts, let me go back to insert.
Insert.
Okay, there we go. Now I'm going to hit the side key and record. Since we're talking about Pop-Tarts, I'm going to add something. And you'll see that the other items I have are still there, but this, the Pop-Tarts, or the new item is right after Pop-Tarts. So I'm going to say some oatmeal and some Kellogg's Fruit Loops. Okay. Let's see if it's there.
Some bananas.
Okay, I'm just rewinding it. Okay, now let's hear it from the beginning.
Shopping list for me first. 2 of the bread, some Pop-Tarts, some oatmeal, and Kellogg's Fruit Loops. Some bananas.
And there we go. That's the insertion function. You can insert any type of text you want. And I apologize for the technical glitches here. I didn't know the batteries were supposed to be this low. But maybe we can get through the rest of this and you'll get the idea. Okay, now let me erase this memo because we're all done with it. So let me hit the erase key.
To delete your memo, press yes.
And we'll press yes.
Your memo has been deleted.
Okay, now we're going to move on to the calendar.
Appointment.
Okay. I'm a business professional. I'm a computer tech person. I assist blind people with computers. I'm not really a computer tech. This is just a demonstration. Let's say I have I'm supposed to meet with a client and we're all done and we already made our appointment and I need to write this thing down. Okay. Well, we will take out the old voicemate and appointment with Dave.
Would you like to record an appointment with?
Appointment with Dave.
That's the title. And I'll say yes.
Repeat.
Appointment with Dave.
Appointment with Dave.
Repeat.
Appointment with Dave.
Appointment with Dave.
Repeat.
Appointment with Dave.
Normally it doesn't take 3 times. Usually I get it right out through the second try. Appointment with Dave.
Enter the date of the appointment and press yes. Sunday, April 30th, 2006.
Well, it's not Sunday, April 30th. He doesn't. I don't work on the weekends. I have weekends off. So anyway, to advance to a particular date, you can just press the right arrow key. And the voicemate will take you through the dates. I'm going to meet with Dave on Tuesday, the 2nd.
Monday, May 3rd, Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006.
And then I press the yes key.
Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006. No appointment. Enter the time of the appointment and press yes.
Now, when you enter the time, you have to press 2 digits for the time. At least I found it. 2 digits for the time. And then, like 0900 for 9 o'clock, and 10:00 for 10, and all that kind of stuff. And then for AM or PM, you just hit the right arrow key, and it'll cycle through AM and PM. So I'm gonna meet with Dave at 10 o'clock AM. So we'll hit 10.
10.
And then we'll hit the right arrow key.
6.
Whoops. Ooh, let's see if we can try that again. Okay, hold on.
6 AM 6301 1 1 0 3 6 AM PM AM.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We have a little difficulty here, folks.
6 3 0 1 1.
Okay, let's try this again.
1 0 3 1.
Okay. You know, okay. Let's give this one more try here, as far as the time is concerned. All right. Here we go. Let me start this over again. And... Whoa, okay. That didn't work too well. I didn't want that to play. All right. Let's hit the side key. Appointment with Dave.
Would you like to record an appointment with...
Appointment with Dave.
Repeat.
Appointment with Dave.
Appointment with Dave.
Enter the date of the appointment on Tuesday...
Tuesday, May 2nd.
Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006. No appointment. Enter the time of the appointment and press yes.
Now we'll press 10.
1, 0,
We'll say 10:30.
3:00 p.m.
10:30 a.m. That sounds good, so we'll press yes.
Would you like a reminder?
No. Basically, a reminder means if you have the voice made on, they're going to remind you. They're going to give you a little message.
Would you like a notification beep?
Notification beep, it'll beep, like it'll give you a beep. We'll say no.
Press the side key and record the appointment.
Appointment with Dave at 10:30. We will cover Learning Outlook Express, as well as we will cover some Internet Explorer tips and tricks that we learned in the last lesson.
Your appointment has been recorded.
Okay. Now, basically, let's say it's Tuesday now, and I want to know, do I have any appointments? Well, all I can do is hit the right arrow key. Let me see. I hope I'm at the beginning. Let me try this here. Oh, gee. No, I'm not. Okay. Well, let's see. It said my appointment was recorded. Why is it? Oh, okay. I know.
Daily planning. Monday, April 3rd. On Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006. 1 appointment.
Okay. It said Tuesday. I went to the... I pressed the menu key. And I went... There was an option called daily planning. Basically, what that option is I just pressed the right arrow key and it told me, okay, you have 1 appointment. So I can just press enter, or press the yes key, and it'll tell me what the appointment is.
Appointment with Dave.
Appointment at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006.
Appointment with Dave at 10:30. We will cover Learning Outlook Express, as well as we will cover some Internet Explorer tips and tricks that we learned in the last lesson.
Okay. Now, I don't want to keep that around here anymore, so I'm going to hit a... I'll keep that in here, because I might need to refer to that later. Actually, no, I won't. Let's erase the appointment.
To delete your appointment, press yes. Your appointment has been deleted.
Okay, next is the clock. We will skip that, because it talks about how to set the time, and I don't want to change the time.
To change the time, calculator.
Calculator's next. Now, that's the dialing assistant. Now, basically what that means is...
Okay.
I don't want to turn that thing up, turn that thing off. Basically, the dialing assistant... Oh, hello. Chastity was just saying hi. Anyway, the dialing assistant basically means, okay... If we have a number, and it's, let's say I don't want to dial 1 all the time, I want the voicemail to do it for me, we can push a number, like let's say I want it to dial a 1 before every single number in my contact list. Well, the voicemail can do that for me. All I got to do is press 1 when I'm in the dialing assistant, and then enter the number I wanted to, or the key I wanted to press, the prefix, like the 1. And it'll dial it for me. I don't have to worry about having to press 1 on the telephone and then holding the voice meter up to the mouthpiece. All right, now, let's go to the control panel. Now, with this, we hit the menu key.
Volume
is 6, and that's fine. We'll keep it at that. If we wanted to change any of these options, just press the yes key. We're pressing the right arrow key now.
Normal help,
that means it basically... It tells you everything. It's in beginner mode. There's normal and
discrete help,
which means it doesn't provide as much information. So I'm going to go back to normal.
Normal help.
Okay, now I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
Accessibility mode on.
That means, no, I'm not going to dare push this button because accessibility mode on. That means it's going to speak everything. If I were to hit the yes button, it would have turned it off, and we would have had no sound. So I'm not going to do that.
Sound one,
there's like 2 or 3 or 4 different sounds that come to the voicemate for the different events. I like number 1. It's pretty cool. There's like 4 of them here you can pick.
Sound down after 40 seconds.
Shut down after 40 seconds? That means if there's nothing going on for 40 seconds, it'll shut it down? Automatic?
PIN code mode off.
PIN code mode off. PIN code mode off, I should say. What the PIN code mode is, you have to enter in a PIN. Two training sessions means that it's for voice activation, which means, like we just demonstrated earlier, that if we have to record a voice entry, like in the phone book or the memo or anything like that, it needs to be repeated twice to record a name or anything like that.
Keyboard lock on.
Keyboard lock on. That means if it's locked, like when the door is closed, and if the keys are accidentally pushed, nothing will happen.
Send data.
Send data, that's if you want to hook this up to a PC and they have cables with it.
Receive data.
Same thing, receive data, hook it up to a PC and you can receive data from it if you want to put contacts in or anything like that.
Volume 6.
And the volume is 6. That does it for the VoiceMate demo. One more thing I forgot to tell you about it is that the VoiceMate itself is good, but you have to arrow through everything in order to accomplish something. You can't get to something right away. I wish that Parrot did make something like that where you could just quickly, like if, let's say for that Larry Anderson one, if you forgot, you know, what did you put it under? For Larry Anderson, you know, I wish you could say like Larry Anderson cell or Larry Anderson home or something and it would bring it up. Oh, maybe you can do that, but I haven't figured it out yet. But other than that, this is a good thing, a good piece of equipment. I would highly recommend getting it from somewhere. I don't know where to get it, but I would recommend it. It's a great tool for organizing, and it's wonderful for keeping appointments and writing down, or I should say recording the basic the telephone numbers and addresses for your contacts and friends. Thanks for listening to this review, and if you have any questions about the VoiceMate, you can email me. My email address is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Chas, C-H-A-S, 0713@charter.net. Thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you guys soon.